Learners, today we are going to discuss about binary logic. This is one of the lessons in our computer science subject. As you know, in digital computers, everything is represented in the form of zeros and ones. That is binary numbers, zeros and ones. So that these zeros and ones are called as binary number, it stores the data in the form of bits. Binary logic, it is the basis of electronic system, such as computers and cell phones. So it works on zeros and ones. It involves addition, subtraction, multiplication, division of zeros and ones. So it includes the logic gate functions AND, OR and NOT, which translate the input signals into specific output. It facilitates computing, robotics and other electronic applications. So today we are going to discuss about the binary numbers, octal numbers, hexadecimal numbers and conversion from one number system to another, and also we will discuss about the character coding system and logic gates. So first, the number system. When we know that the computer stores and processes the two basic types of data, that is the character and number. The character type data, it includes alphabets and some special symbols, while the number data type, it includes the numerical data on which the arithmetic calculations can be done. For example, the student name contains the character data, but roll number will have numerical data. The digital computers internally use the binary number system to represent the data and perform the arithmetic calculation. The binary number system, it is it's one of the important number system. It's very efficient for the computers but not for the humans. Representing even relatively small numbers with the binary numbers system requires working with long strings of ones and zeros. So first, the binary numbers, it is the combination of zeros and ones that we know. While the digital while the decimal numbers, those are the combination of 0 to 9. So we can use 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9. So all the numbers which are generated by the decimal numbers can also be generated by binary numbers. Binary number has base 2 because all the numbers are generated by the combination of only two numbers, that is 0 and 1. And the decimal number has base 10 because all the numbers are generated by the combination of only 10 numbers, that is 0 to 9. So we have to include 0 also. So 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So if you include 0 to 9, so there will be 10 numbers. Next, we are going to discuss about the octal number. Octal, that is the base 8 number. It was previously a popular choice for representing the digital circuit numbers in a form that is more compact than binary. Octal is sometimes abbreviated as oct. Octal counting starts at 0 and it goes on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, something like that. So how as we say that like binary number will consist of 0 to 0 and 1, decimal will consist from 0 to 9, octal will consist the numbers from 0 to 7. But if you want to write a number 8 in octal, then you have to use, you have to write it in the way that 1, 0. Because you have to divide the number 8 by octal number. So if you divide the octal number by if you divide the 8, then it will get it, you will get it in the form of 1 and 0. So we will be discussing about how to convert from one number system to another number system. The number decimal number 8 will be represented in octal as 10. The hexadecimal number is currently the most popular choice for representing the digital circuit numbers in a form that is more compact than binary. Hexadecimal numbers are sometimes represented by preceding the value with 0x, as in the combination of 0x1b84. So hexadecimal is sometimes abbreviated as hex. Hexadecimal counting goes like 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then A, B, C, D, E, F. So here we won't use 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Instead of that, we will, after 9, we have to use the alphabets. The alphabets A to F you can use. If you are having the material with you, then you can refer how the different number system will represent the different number. Like for number 0 in the decimal will be represented in the binary in the form of 0000. In the octal, it will be represented as 000. In the hexadecimal, it will be represented as 0. For number 1, in the binary, we will represent that as a 0001. In the octal, we will represent it as 001. In the hexadecimal, we will represent that same number as 1. So, we can take the example of 10, number 10 in the decimal. Number 10 in binary will be represented as 1010. In the octal, same number will be represented as 012. In the hexadecimal, we will represent the number 10 as A. So, all the four number systems are equally capable of representing any number. Furthermore, a number can be perfectly converted between the various number systems without any loss of the numerical value. So, now we are going to discuss about conversion from one system to another. We know the basic details that what is decimal numbers, what is binary number, what is octal and what is hexadecimal numbers. Now, we should know how to convert from one system to another, like decimal to binary, then we will also see that how to convert from binary to decimal. So, there are two methods we can use for converting the number from decimal to binary. The methods like successive division method and subtracting the values using the table. The successive division method requires dividing continuously by the base we are converting until the quotient equals 0. The remainder compose the answer. So, when you divide a number, then whatever the remainder comes, that you have to keep it, you have to write it in separate place. So in the later, you can combine those remainders and you will get the final answer. The steps for conversion from decimal to binary. The first step is, the first we have to divide the decimal number by 2. Since the binary number will consist only the two numbers zeros and ones, so we will divide our decimal number by 2. Then we have to take the remainder and record it on the side. We have to repeat until the decimal number cannot be divided into any more. So with the bits, whatever the bits we got, with the bits record them in order from the right to left, as that will be the number in base 2. So, for example, we can take the number 9 in decimal. So, for converting the number 9 into binary, what we have to do? We have to divide the 9 by 2. When you divide number 9 by 2, you will get the quotient as 4 and the remainder as 1. So, the first remainder we have to keep it on the side. Next, we have to take the quotient. We got 4. So, we have to divide 4 by 2. We have to divide the number 4 by 2. So, when I divide 4 by 2, I will get the quotient as 2 and the remainder as 0. So, I will record my remainder separately. Now, I got the quotient as 2. So, now I have to divide that quotient by 2. 2 divided by 2, I will get the quotient as 1 and the remainder as 0. Now, I am having number 1. So, 1 divided by 2, I will get 0 as remainder. Sorry, 0 as quotient and the remainder as 1. So, now I have to, I got the remainders like 1, 0, 0, 1. So, all these, remainders will form me the binary numbers. Like for the decimal number 9, we will get the binary equivalent as 1, 0, 0, 1. So, now we will discuss about how to convert from decimal to octal. We can convert decimal to octal and hexadecimal by using the similar conversion method. So, here instead of dividing the decimal number by 2 for converting from decimal to octal, we will divide the number by 8. If you want to convert from decimal to hexadecimal, we will divide the number by 16. We will be discussing the same method. So here what we are going to do, first we have to whatever the decimal number is there, that decimal number we have to note it down, and we have to divide the decimal number by 8 for converting from decimal to octal. Then we have to take the remainder, we have to take that particular remainder and record it on the side. We have to repeat this process until the decimal number cannot be divided by anymore. So whatever the reminders we got, we have to record them in the order from right to left, as that will be the number in base 8. So if we take the example, if I am taking number 19 in decimal and I want to convert that 19 number into octal. So how I can do? I can divide the decimal number by 8. 19 divided by 8. I will get the quotient as 2 and the remainder as 3. Now, I am having the quotient as 2. So, that quotient I have to divide by 8. So, 2 divided by 8, I will get the quotient as 0 and the remainder as 2. Now, the decimal number 19 is equivalent to the octal number 2, 3. So, the last remainder I got 2, the first remainder I got 3. So, I have to combine those two remainder, so 2 and 3, so 19 in decimal. So how I can if I simply say number 23, then people will see as a decimal number. So to give the identification, what we can do, you can write the number, whatever the number. So number 19 is in decimal, so if I can say this is a decimal number, I will write that particular number, then within the round bracket, after the round bracket in the base, I will put the number as 10. If I mention 10, then the particular number 19 is a decimal number. If I put 8 there in that base, then it will be represented as an octal number. If I put 2, then it will be considered as a binary number. If I write 16, then the number will be considered as an hexadecimal number. So for 19, we got the equivalent octal number as 23, 23. So what I will do, 2, 3 I will write, then I will have to put the round bracket, then I have to put in the base as 8. So this 19 decimal number got the equivalent octal number, that is 23. Now we will discuss how to convert from decimal to hexadecimal. So the division method can be used for conversion from decimal to hexadecimal also. Again, the steps are here same. We have to divide the decimal number by 16. Then we have to take the remainder and record it on the side. We have to repeat this process until the decimal number cannot be divided into any more. With the bits, we have to record them in the order from right to left, as that will be the number in base 16. So for an example, we can take the number 229 in the decimal, and we will see how we can convert that 229 into hexadecimal. So when you divide 229 in decimal, when you want to divide convert from decimal to hexadecimal, we will divide the particular number by 16. 229 divided by 16, which will give you the quotient as 14 and the remainder as 5. So the remainder, whatever we got, we will keep it on the side. Next, the quotient 14 we got, so the 14 we will divide that 14 by 16. So 14 by 16, which will give you the quotient as 0 and the remainder as 14. Now, in hexadecimal, number 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 and 15 are equivalent to the alphabets A, B, C, D, E, F respectively. So, 10 is equivalent to A, 11 is equivalent to B and 12 is equivalent to C, 13 is equivalent to D, 14 is equivalent to E, 15 is equivalent to F. So, the number 229 in decimal, when you divide that number by 16, when you want to convert from decimal to hexadecimal, we got two remainders. That is, the first remainder we got that as 5, the second remainder we got it as 14. So the number 14 will be represented in hexadecimal in the alphabet E. So we have to write E, then the second, the first remainder we got, that is 5, E5. We will be writing. So 2 to 9 in decimal will be equivalent to E5 in hexadecimal. As we mentioned that when you want to mention that the particular number is decimal, then we have to put the round bracket in the base. We have to mention the number. So if I mention 10, then that number will be considered as a decimal number. So I can say that 2 to 9 in the base 10 is equivalent to E5 to the base 16. So this E5 is in hexadecimal. So in the same way, we can, we discussed the conversion like decimal to binary, decimal to octal, decimal to hexadecimal. So we can convert in the reverse way also. From binary to decimal also I can do, octal to decimal, hexadecimal to decimal. So in the decimal to binary, decimal to octal and decimal to hexadecimal, what we did, we divide the particular number as per the base. If it is to binary, then we I divided by 2. If it is conversion from decimal to octal, then I divided by 8. If it is by hexadecimal, then I divided the particular number by 16. To do the reverse way, like binary to decimal, what I have to do, I have to multiply that particular number. I have to do the operation multiplication. Here I have did division. So how I will be doing the multiplication, that we should know how we are going to do. So we are going to discuss here about how to convert from binary to decimal. To find the decimal representation of a binary number, simply take the sum of the products of the binary digits and the powers of 2 which they represent. If we have to do it from the right to left. So when you write any binary number, then the first least significant bit and the most significant bit we have to remember. The leftmost digit is, that is called least significant bit, and the rightmost digit is called as most significant bit. So if you are in the least significant bit, then we have to mention it's 2 to the power of 0. If you are in the right most bit, that is most significant bit, if you are, then you have to mention the power of 2 as per the number which it is representing. So the first bit will be considered, that is the rightmost bit will be considered into 2 to the power of 0. Then the next bit we will be considered as 2 to the power of 1. Then if you come towards the left, then you will say the 2 to the power of 2, 2 to the power of 3. So for converting a binary number to decimal number, we will take an example. So I am taking number 1000, 1000. That number I am going to take. So I am going to say that how to convert from this number into decimal. So here we know that since there is a binary, so I will put a base 2. So 1000 to the base 2. So here I will say how I am going to convert this number to decimal. I will be writing the steps like, so I will be using the least significant bit, that is the rightmost number I have to take. So the rightmost number is 0. So 0 into 2 to the power of 0. Then the left digit is 0 again. So 0 into 2 to the power of 1. Then plus 0 into 2 to the power of 2. Then the most significant bit, that is the digit which is available on my left side, that is number 1. So 1 into 2 to the power of 3. So here when you are writing on the paper, so you have to just remember the least significant bit and the most significant bit, that is the rightmost digit you have to start. So from there, so it is 2 to the power of 0 will be the last digit, that is the rightmost digit you have to put. Then you have to go to the left side. So then if you put the last digit at 2 to the power of 0, then the next digit you will put 2 to the power of 1. Then the next left digit you will put 2 to the power of 2. Then the third, that is the fourth digit, then you will put 2 to the power of 3. So in that way you will be working. we are taking the example of 1000. If the same number is 1000, instead of 1000, if it is 1 4 zeros, then you will be putting 1 into 2 to the power of 4. So that way we will be doing. So what we have to do? We have to do the multiplication, then we have to do the addition also. So 1 into 2 to the power of 3, that is 2 to the power of 3 means 2 into 2 into 2. And that is 2 into 2, 4, 4 into 2, 8. So 1 into 8 plus 0 into 2 to the power of 2. 2 to the power of 2 means 2 into 2, that is 4. 0 into 4. Then plus 0 into 2 to the power of 1, that is 2. Then plus 0 into 2 to the power of 0. Any number to the power of 0 will give you the answer 1. So 2 to the power of 0 is just 1. So what we will get? 1 into 8 plus 0 into 4 plus 0 into 2 plus 0 into 1. So in the finally we will get 8 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0. So the final number, the result is 8. So the 1000 number 1000 in binary, which is equivalent to the decimal number 8. In the same way, whatever the steps we have followed for converting from binary to decimal, we will be using the same method for converting from octal to decimal. Here only the difference will be, instead of to the power of 2, we will be giving the power of 8. To find the decimal representation of an octal number, simply we have to take the sum of the products of the octal digits and the powers of 8 which they represent. So we will take the same example 1000. So now this 1000 is in octal. So I will put a base 8. So what I have to do? I have to take the rightmost digit, that is least significant bit I have to take. Then I have to put 8 to the power of, I have to start from 8 to the power of 0, then 8 to the power of 1, then 8 to the power of 2, 8 to the power of 3. So I will be moving from right to left. So once so for number 1000, so we will be putting for last right most digit, that is 0. For that it is 8 power to the power of 0. Then the second 0 we will put 8 to the power of 1. For the first 0 we will put 0 into 8 to the power of 2. And the leftmost digit, that is number 1, for that we will put 1 into 8 to the power of 3. So 8 into 8 into 8, that is 512. So 1 into 512, then plus 0 into 8 to the power of 2, that is 8 into 8, 64. Then plus 0 into 8 to the power of 1, plus 0 into 8 to the power of 0. So any number which is raised to the power of 0 will give you answer 1. So 1 into 512, that is 512. 0 into 64, which will give you 0. 0 into 8, which will give you 0. Plus 0 into 1, which will also give you 0. So 512 is the equivalent number in decimal for the 1000 number, which is in octal. So 1000 octal number will be equivalent to the decimal number 512. In the same way, we can do it for converting from hexadecimal to decimal. So here what we will be doing, instead of 2 or 8, we will be using 16 as a base. So in the same method, the rightmost digit, that is the least significant bit number, we have to put 0, 16 to the power of 0, 16 to the power of 1, 16 to the power of 2, 16 to the power of 3. So that way we will be moving. So we can find out for the number 1000 in hexadecimal, which is equivalent to 4096 in decimal. So this is about converting from one number system to another number system. Now we will discuss about 1's complement and 2's complement. 1's complement of a binary number, it can be achieved by changing all the zeros to 1's and all 1's to zeros. If there is any binary number, then we can take an example. If it is 1000, if I want to find out the 1's complement of 1000, I have to just change wherever 1 is there, I have to put 0. If there is 0, then I have to change it to 1. So for 1000, the first leftmost digit, that is number 1, will be changed to 10, then 0 will be changed to 1. So I will be writing 0, 1, 1 and 1. So this is the 1's complement for the particular number. The 2's complement of a binary number, it can be achieved by adding 1 to the least significant bit of 1's complement of the binary number. So for finding the 2's complement, what we have to do? We have to find the 1's complement of the particular number. Then we have to add number 1 to the least significant bit. So for example, binary number I am taking 11001. The 1's complement of this number 11001 will be 00110. So what I did, I just changed 1 into 0, 0 into 1. So the first number is 1, so I have changed it to 0. Second number is 1, that I am changing it to 0. 0 is the third number, that will be changed to 1. Fourth number is 0, that will be changed to 1. Then fifth number is 1, that will be changed to 0. So 00110 is the 1's complement of that particular number. So I have to find the 2's complement now. What I will be doing, I will be just adding 1 to the 1's complement. So 00110 plus 1. So which will give me the answer 00111. So this is the 2's complement of 11001. Now we are going to discuss about the character coding system. In that we will be discussing about ASCII, ISCII and Unicode. Computer works on the character data, and this data is not only alphabet but numerical values also will be there. Punctuation, spaces will be there. So also these will be considered as a character data. So in common, so apart from these numerical values, punctuation and all, we will be also having the character data. In common language, whatever is on the keyboard except the shift keys and caps lock keys are considered as character data. So as we know, the computer operates on binary values, so these characters are also represented in binary values. The most common character coding used in India are ASCII, ISCII and Unicode. ASCII stands for American Standard Code for Information Interchange. The computers can only understand the numbers, so an ASCII code is a numerical representation of the characters such as A, B, C, D, E, F. So A, capital A, has the numerical value as 65, and the small a ASCII value will be 97. So you can refer the table which is mentioned in the material, where you can see the different alphabets, what's their ASCII values, or even if you want, you can refer capital A and small a ASCII values will be totally different. Capital A will be having 65, small a will be having the value 97. You can refer other materials also to find out what is the ASCII value of a particular number. Next, we are going to discuss about the Indian script code for information interchange. This coding scheme is used for Indian script and its symbols. Using this ASCII, it is possible to define a syllable boundary for Indian script word. It was developed by Bureau of Indian Standards in 1986 and revised to a more compact form in 1988. Next, we are going to discuss about Unicode. Unicode provides a unique number for every character of all the languages. So it was developed to represent the characters from a wide range of languages and can thus represent the characters from English, French, Greek, Korean, etc. The first 256 places of Unicode are same as ASCII, and it expands the character set for new and unique characters that may arise in future. In the last, we are going to discuss about the logic gates. The logic gates are the elementary building block of a digital circuit. The most logic gates have two inputs and only one output. The basic logic gates are AND, OR and NOT, NAND, NOR, XOR, XNOR. So now we are going to discuss about AND, OR, NOT, NAND and NOR logic gates. Binary logic deals with true and false. So we know that 0 is usually associated with false and 1 is associated with true. AND gate, this gate acts as in the same way as the logical operator AND works. So an AND operation produces output of logic 0 if at least one of the input is 0. Output will be logic 1 if all the inputs are logic 1. So you can refer the truth table. Here if I give the input as 0, 0, then I will get the output as 0. 0 and 1 if I give, then I will get the output as 0. 1 and 0 if I give, then I will get the output as 0. If both the inputs 1, both the inputs are 1, then 1, 1, then the output will be 1. So this is when both the values, both the inputs are true, then the output will be true. If any one of the inputs is true or false, then like 1 0 or 0 1, in that case output will be 0 only. If both the inputs are true, then only the output will be true. In the OR gate, this operation is represented by the plus sign. The OR gate produces an output of logic 1 if at least one of the input is logic 1. So here if I give the input as 0 0, then I will get the output as 0. If the input is 0 1, then output will be 1. If the input is 1 0, then the output will be 1. If the input is 1 1, the output will be 1. So this is about OR gate. So we discussed AND gate and OR gate. Next, NOT operation. The NOT operation represents the complement of complement or inverse of the inputs. If I give 0, then the output will be 1. If it is 1, the output will be 0. Say prime or a bar represent this operation. The truth table for the NOT operation is, if the input is 0, then the output is 1. If the input is 1, the output will be 0. The other operations or combinations of AND or NOT, they are called as NOR and NAND. A NOR operation is a combination of OR and NOT, and NAND operation is a combination of AND and NOT. NAND and NOR operations are also known as universal operations because you can generate any other operation through it. So these gates are called universal gates. NOR operation, it is the NOT plus OR. So here the output is true when neither A nor B is true. If any one of the input variable is true, then the output is false. NOR gate represents the complement of the OR operation. The graphic symbol for the NOR gate consists of an R symbol with a bubble on the output. So if I pass the input as 0 0, then I will get the output as 1. If it is 0 1, the output will be 0. If for the input 1 and 0, the output will be 0. For the inputs 1 and 1, the output will be 0. The NAND operation, NAND gate represents the complement of the AND operation. The graphic symbol for the NAND gate consists of an AND symbol with a bubble on the output. So denoting that a complement operation is performed on the output of the AND gate. Here, if I give the inputs as 0, 0, my output will be 1. If it is 0, 1, the output will be 1. If it is 1, 0, the output will be 1. If it is 1, 1, the output will be 0. As you know that in the AND operation, what happened? If both inputs are 1, then only the output was 1. Otherwise, it was 0. So here, it is the reverse. So, if both the inputs are 1, the output will become 0 in the NAND operation. In the rest of the cases, it will be 1. So, the NAND and NOR gates are called universal gates as they can implement any type of Boolean operation. The other two primary logic gates are XOR, that is exclusive OR, and exclusive NOR, that is XNOR gate. In case of XOR gate, the output is 1. Only when one of the input is 1. In case of the XNOR, the output is 1 when both the inputs are the same. So So if both the inputs are 0, then the output will be 1, or 0 or 1, then the output will be 1. So in other cases, it will be 0. So this is about the binary logic. Learners, we discussed about what is binary number. We know that the binary numbers are the combination of zeros and ones. Then we discuss about the octal numbers. Octal numbers uses the digits 0 to 7. And hexadecimal numbers uses the digits 0 to 9. Then after that, for the number 10, we will be using A. For 15, we will be using F. So A, B, C, D, E and F alphabets we will be using apart from the 0 to 9. So we also discussed about how to convert from one number system to another number system. So we discussed like decimal to binary, decimal to octal, decimal to hexadecimal. Then we also discussed about binary to decimal, octal to decimal, then hexadecimal number system to a decimal number system. So we got a clear picture about how to convert from one number system to another number system. Then we discussed about the character coding like ASCII. We discussed American Standard Code for Information Interchange. Then we discussed about ASCII, Indian Script Code for Information Interchange. Then we also discussed about Unicode. In the end, we discussed about the binary operations. The basic binary operation we discussed, AND, OR and NOT. AND gate will give you the result. If both inputs are 1, then only the output will become 1. In the other cases, the output will be 0. In the OR gate, if any one of the input is 1, the output will become 1. So we saw the truth table, like it is, if the inputs are 0, 0, the output will be 0. If the inputs are 0, 1, 1, the output will be 1. If it is inputs are 1 and 0, the output will be 1. If inputs are both are 1, the output will be 1. Then we discussed about NOT gate. In the NOT operation, what happened? If you give input as 0, the output will be 1. If the input is 1, the output will become 0. Then we saw the NOR operation. It is the combination of NOT and OR. So whatever we saw in OR, so it will be the reverse form. In the OR operation, what happened? If any one of the input is 1, the output will become 1. In the other cases, it will be 0. So here in the NOR gate, what happens? If the inputs are 0, both are 0, then the output will become 1. In the rest of the cases, it will become 0. In the NAND operation, it is the reverse of AND gate. So what happened here? If both inputs are 1, then the output will become 0. In the other cases, the output will become 1. So the truth table for NAND gate is like, if both inputs are 0, then output will be 1. If it is inputs are 0 and 1, the output will be 1. If input is 1 and 0, then output will be 1. If both are 1, then output will be 0. So learners, you got an idea about how to use these logic gates and what are them, character coding system. Then we also discussed about the number system and all. You can just do the practice by converting from one number system to another number system. It is not a very difficult job. If you started to work with few examples, you can take any decimal number. Then you started to convert from the particular decimal number to binary. For converting from decimal to binary, the procedure is simple. We have to divide the number by 2. Then we have to record all the remainders. Then we have to move from all the remainders. You have to collect it and you have to put it in one place. So here the methods are same, that we have to divide the number by 2. If it is from decimal to octal, then we have to divide the number by 8. If the converting from decimal to hexadecimal, then you have to divide the number by 16. If you want to convert from binary to decimal, here you have to do the multiplication. In the other method, we did division. Here we have to do the multiplication. We saw how to do that so the least significant bit we have to note down, then we have to say if you are doing it from binary to decimal, then the least significant bit we have to multiply by 2. Like I will be writing 2 to the power of 0 for the least significant bit, then I have to move from right to left. So the left digit I will be putting 2 to the power of 1, 2 to the power of 2, 2 to the power of 3, 2 to the power of 4. So that way I will be keep on increasing the depends upon whenever I move from the right to left, I will be increasing the power of 2. Then I will be adding the products. So if it is, we saw the example of converting from thousand from binary to decimal, then we saw the same number by converting from octal to decimal, then we did it by hexadecimal to decimal. So those are very clear methods. So you can just start to do by converting from one number system to another number system, and you can see first you do from decimal to binary, then the same number you take, then you convert it to the binary to decimal. So you will be able to see whatever the number you have taken in decimal, the same number are you getting it by converting from binary to decimal or not. So you can do the practice and you will be able to find out where you are able to do it and how you are able to do, whether you are following the right method or not. So this is about the binary logic lesson. Thank you, learners. Thank you so much.